Oh my, that's not it. It says the boat is running today. Well, day has died. This is to thank the staff, the Folk Life program staff, for all the running around they've done from Pensacola to Jacksonville to Clearwater, Stark, Lake City, Live Oak, on down Dade County, Pasco County, Hillsborough County, Polk County, you name it, they've been, well, this is the truth now, I'm not making this up. And we want to thank them. It's hard work to talent scout and to gather up the many, many ethnic groups, the traditional expressions. You've heard them here all weekend, and we'll continue to hear them until tomorrow afternoon. And we want to thank each one of them for the hard, grubby work they've done, their tired bones. And we especially want to thank Betsy. Now, Betsy has put this program together this time, and I think she's done a wonderful job. Let's give Betsy a hand. And hey there, quit winking at us. And in the meantime, let's us welcome, you know, I don't really know how to introduce this next gentleman except to say it's very thrilling to have him come for the first time. Wait, let me see, where's my little paper? Hadn't got a thing on it, but just his name. Oh, that's not it. Gee, that looks like somebody's added up. Oh, they have. My goodness. It's a big bill for something. I hope I don't owe it. $40 shoes or something. Yes, a master, storyteller, musician, Roy Bookbinder from Tampa.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Thank you very
much. Wasn't that pretty good, Roy?
I loved it. I wanted to stand there all night and listen. Well, I just want to tell you about a man named Coons, a homer down in Tennessee. He made his living, he was stealing chickens and anything that he could see. That Popeye man runs so fast that his feet never stayed in a row. When a freight train passed, it didn't matter how fast, he'd always get on board. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got whooped till the police shot him. You know that the police shot that boy with a rifle. The bullet went through his head. The people, they was coming from miles around to see if that boy was dead. Telegram down south where mama lived, she was all upset with tears. She walked up and opened up the coffin's lid, but the fool had disappeared. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man that ever was in that land. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught and he never got a whoop till the police shot him down. The boy went to the spring one day to get a pail of water. The distance the rascal had to go was about a mile and a quarter. Got there and got his water when he started back. He stumbled and fell down. You know, he ran back to house, got himself another bucket, caught the water before it touched the ground. He was a traveling man, certainly was a traveling man. He was the most travelingest man ever in that land. Traveled everywhere, known for many miles around. But he didn't get caught, and he never got a whoop until the police shot him. Y'all heard. He was on it, but it was sinking low. He was standing out by the railing. Now, some people say it happened here, and some people say it happened there. And I picked up little bits about it, and I'd like to do this for you. Was a gambler, she gambled all around. Delia was a gambling girl, she laid her money down. Well, she's all I got gone. You know, Delia's mama wept, Delia's daddy moaned. Wouldn't have hated it quite so bad if their darling Delia only died at home. She's all I got gone. Well, I heard it was around Lawrence County, South Carolina, back in the early 1900s, way back. There wasn't a whole lot to do there, you know. The men used to drink and gamble and chase after them wild women, both of them. One gal her name was Delia, most beautiful wild woman in Lawrence County. The men used to work hard all week and come into town with their paychecks cast and hang out in them saloons, drinking and gambling and fooling around with them wild women. And everybody loved Delia. Nobody loved her more than a young blind guitar player that used to hang out in them saloons. Singing for nickels and dimes and drinks. But she never paid him much attention because she was Delia and she had her choice. One day a man named Cuddy came to town and he was playing poker with Delia and he lost about $311.12 playing poker, pulled out a six gun and killed Delia dead. Graveyard dead. Guitar player was sitting at the bar and he asked who got killed this time. It's pretty common back then, like Miami. They told him Delia was dead. He went out on the street and the way I hear it, it's the first time this song got sung. Delia was a gambling girl. She's dead and gone. That guitar player stayed down there around Greenville, South Carolina through the 30s. Singing the blues and singing the songs that he made up and heard about things that happened in Lawrence County, South Carolina. 1935, he went to New York City and made a couple of blues records. And then he turned to Jesus and started to only sing spirituals. He went back to the Carolinas for a short time, but ended up in New York City singing on the street corners for nickels and dimes from 1940 until 1960. It's a long time. 1960, exciting thing started to happen in the Northeast. They referred to it now as the folk scare. Folk music was getting popular, and groups were putting out records, and it was incredible. Folk music on TV. Peter, Paul, and Mary started them a group, and on that first album they did a song they heard the old preacher singing on 135th Street in New York City, I Had My Way. That's when the old man, Reverend Gary Davis, had his way. He stopped singing on the streets. Got him a manager. Bought him a house in Long Island where his wife still lives. The house that Peter, Paul, and Mary built. Reverend Davis started to tour the colleges and the folk festivals throughout the world. Everybody started to realize this was an important man. But he mostly sang spirituals. Once in a while, he'd dig back and give us an old blues song or something. I was in a hotel traveling with Reverend Gary Davis back in the 60s. I was fortunate enough to meet him, and he took me with him so I could learn something. I told him when I met him that I liked the way he played the guitar, and he said that he could try to show me. In the first get-together, the Goody said, "You got mighty Roy, it's going to take a long time." I said, "That's all right, Reverend Davis, I ain't doing nothing." He said, "But Reverend Davis is an old man." He said, "You better come with me if you're going to get anything." So I went on a road roll, Reverend Davis. We were in a hotel in Chicago, it was. Reverend Davis was laid up in the bed during the day, 70 years old. Wanted to play his guitar. He's laying flat on his back with his guitar propped up on his belly, and he's playing the blues. I said, "Reverend Davis, why don't you teach me some old song I never heard you do in my life?" He said, "Get your guitar, Roy." He taught me this song. A lot of people don't know who Reverend Davis is, but his music's been recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Grateful Dead, Jackson Brown, the Blues Project, Taj Mahal, Dave Van Ronk, David Bromberg, and all kinds of guitar players used to come by and get one from Gary. He told me the story. Dee was a gambling girl, but she laid her money down. She's all I got gone. Now, Delia, why didn't you run? Well, could it come chasing after you with that flaming 44-6 gun? She's all I got gone. You know men in Atlanta try to pass for white. Delia, my darling, she's in the graveyard, and the poor gal's 6 feet out of sight. She's old, I got gone. Delia, I said, how could it be? You wanted all those gambling men, never had no time for me. She's all I got gone. All the friends I got gone. Thank you very much. Thank you. When I was traveling around with Reverend Gary Davis, we had a lot of good times, a lot of bad times. One time we came back from a very difficult road trip, and sometimes I'd come back and say, "Oh, I can't stand working with that old man." He'd come back and say, "Oh, that kid, ooh, I want to go with him again." Wouldn't talk to each other for 2 weeks. We came back from this one trip, and I was down in Reverend Davis's finished basement down there watching TV, and Sister Davis came downstairs, and she says, "Now, Roy, what are you going to do tomorrow?" I said, "I'm going to drink me 2 six-packs of beer and watch 2 baseball games in a row." And she looked at me and says, I said, "Well, what's wrong with that, Sister Davis?" She said, "Well, if you don't drive us up to church tomorrow, we ain't going." I said, "Yes, ma'am." Sunday morning coming, I put Reverend Davis in the car and Sister Davis in the car, and off we went. 135th Street and Lenox Avenue up there in Harlem. Parked the car, got them in the church. Wasn't a whole lot of people in that church, about, 40 people maybe. It was an old storefront church, and I got me a seat way in the back and kind of rested. I was worn out from that road trip, and I was upset about missing the ball games and all, you know. Sister Davis got in front of that congregation. She was in charge of this service, and she said a couple nice hellos and a few things, got an amen and a hand clap, and she introduced a guest preacher come all the way from New Jersey on a subway train. He come up and preached for about 15 minutes, got a few amens, a hand clap, and he sat down. Sister Davis up again. She calls on her friend Louise, who wrote a poem for the Lord. Up comes Sister Louise, read a poem for 23 minutes. Many amens and many hand claps. She sat down. Up comes Sister Davis. calls on, finally she calls on Reverend Davis. Now, if Reverend Davis didn't get a direct line to preach, he wasn't going to preach. And thank goodness he didn't at that moment. He sang two beautiful spirituals, played the guitar, amens, hand claps. He sat down. Well, this was going on for a while. About 3.5 hours into this church service, me sitting in the last row was getting very nervous because I realized Sister Davis was running out of people to call upon. I almost went outside for a cigarette, but then I thought about that. 1966, 135th Street, Lenox Avenue, I was safe in there with the Lord. So I held my ground. I did. And then it happened. Sister Davis gets up again. She got an amen and a hand clap just for getting up so many times. She says, and our good friend Roy is with us today. Where is he? He travels with Reverend Davis. And I was kind of slouched down in my chair. I didn't want to be seen. Everybody turned around and looked, and Sister Davis said, now, where is he? And, oh, there he is, and everybody's pointing at me and looking at me. And stand up, Roy. I stood up, and she says, now, what would you like to do for us today, Roy? I said, but Sister Davis, I drove you all here. I got a few amens and two hand claps out of that. This is just the way it was, I tell you. Sister Davis says, well, why don't you come up here and sing one of your nice little songs for us? And everybody's looking, saying, yeah, you, amen. I said, Sister Davis, but I didn't bring my guitar with me. She said, well, Roy, you could use Reverend Davis's guitar. And she said, give me one of them looks that used to make Blind Gary shoot 30 feet straight up. Up I went in front of the congregation, all eyes upon me. Amen, and giving little hand claps. Reverend Davis, I said, can I borrow your guitar? He says, you better. Well, I picked up that guitar, and I hit into this beautiful little spiritual Reverend Davis wrote, and as soon as I got into it, the preacher from New Jersey jumped up there with me, two tambourines, keeping a beautiful beat. The sisters in the Amen Corner were singing five-part harmonies. It was the most magical moment in my entire life. I almost got religion right there. I might have. I'm still trying to figure it out. Tonight, being Sunday night, being a new place for me to play, I would like to try to duplicate that moment right here on the stage, the Florida Folk Festival. I'd like you to sing with me here. This is Reverend Davis' song. The chorus of this song is, oh, glory, how happy I am. Oh, glory, how happy I am. My soul's been bathed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Got that? You get it. When I call on you to sing it, I want you to sing it, too. Let me just get that one string in. One day as Jesus was walking by, he set my sinful soul on fire. He made me laugh and he made me cry. Glory, hallelujah. He gave me a horn, told me to blow. Said, go in peace and don't just sin no more. I'm on my way to that early bright shore. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, how happy I am. Oh, glory, how my soul's been bathed. Come on, the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. You don't have to do it in harmony. Oh, glory, how happy I am. Oh, glory, how my soul's been the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. I said, one day as Jesus was walking by, he set my sinful soul on fire. He made me laugh, you know he made me cry. Glory, hallelujah. Get back, Satan, get out of my way. Now I don't want to hear a single word you say. I'm on my way to the kingdom land. Glory, hallelujah. Sing it. Whoa, glory, how. Oh, glory, how my soul been bathed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Get back, Satan. Get out of my way. Don't want to hear a single word you say. I'm on my way to that kingdom land. Glory, hallelujah. Now come on. Whoa, glory, how happy I am. Whoa, glory, how happy I am. Soul been bathed in the glory, hallelujah. He gave me a horn. He told me to blow. He said, go in peace, son, don't you sin no more. I'm on my way to that kingdom land. I said, glory, hallelujah. Now you sing it. I don't want to hear a single word you say. I'm on my way. Don't let me throw you. Try it again. Not hard. My soul been bathed in the come on again. That Satan, get out of my way. I don't want to hear a single word you say. I'm on my way. Glory land. Glory hallelujah. You got it now. Come on. Get back, Satan, get out of my way. I don't want to hear a single word you say. I'm on my way to that kingdom land. Glory, hallelujah. Now sing it. Again. Gave me a horn and it told me to blow. So go in peace, don't you sin no more. I'm on my way to the bright shore. Glory, hallelujah. Come on. Whoa, glory, how happy I am. Whoa, glory. My soul been. Again. One day as Jesus was walking by, he set my sinful soul on fire. He made me laugh and he, glory, hallelujah. One more. Oh, glory, how happy I am. Oh, glory, how happy I am. Been bathed in the glory, hallelujah. One more. I'm fire baptized and I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm out here to do my master's will. I got to keep moving, I can't be still. Glory, hallelujah. Just one more. Whoa, glory, how happy I am. Thank you.
Amen. How happy I am.
That's a tough one to follow. I was hoping Gamble would have to do that. What are friends for? Everybody knows it, I'm a traveling man. I've been from San Francisco down to Birmingham, gone back to Tampa, said everything could be so fine. I'm going back to Tampa, said the Tampa's resting on my mind. I've driven across the country, sailed across the sea, thinking on this lonesome train is where I want to be. Gone back to Tampa, said everything could be so fine. I'm going back to Tampa where nothing's hard to find. Black beans, shrimp, and oysters, you might find a pearl. A barbecue's as stuck as with some other little girl. I'm going back to Tampa. Tampa's resting on my mind. I'm going back to Tampa, life I left behind. Playing three toe-peated Perrys in a game they call Shuck 2. When it come to five-card stud, Lord. Going back to Tampa, said everything could be so fine. I'm going back to Tampa, Tampa's resting on my mind. Everybody knows I'm a traveling man. Been from San Francisco down to Birmingham. Going back to Tampa. Tampa's resting on my mind. I'm going back to Tampa. Life I left behind. Thank you very much.
Florida's troubadour, Gamble Rogers.
How about another nice hand for Brother Roy Bookbinder? I was a little afraid to come out here without wearing his hat, but he wouldn't give it to me. So I'd like to sing one of his songs for you. This is some old-time country music, sort of a white blues, made popular by Jimmy Rogers.
Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The misery of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. No warm lights flickered round him, no blankets there to hold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. I heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way. The hobo seemed contented, for he smiled here where he lay. Oh, 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 hobo, oh, 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 Bill. Thank you. outside the rain was falling on the lonely boxcar door, and the little form of Hobo Bill lay dead upon the floor. And the train sped through the darkness of the raging storm outside. No one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. It takes a compassionate man to covet a three-legged dog, and it takes a sorry son of a gun to name that dog Flat Tire. Now, the first time I ever seen Still Bill, he was walking down the main street of town with that three-legged chihuahua. Bill had just been to see the doctor. The doctor said, "Boy, you got conjunctivitis in both your eyes. You got to wear these black eye patches. Can't do nothing but sit home and listen to the TV." First thing next morning, here that fool comes down the street blind as a bat, bouncing off parking meters, trying to look casual, eating an Almond Joy. He walks past Sparkleberry's Texaco station, walks by Gentilly's pawn shop, walks by Mulligan's fruit stand, walks